just car insurance.
After the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, the power of the people is so much bigger than the people in power. You feel that today because it is tax deadline day, and the IRS is interested in how much money you have to help us continue to waste. This is what bothers me more than anything else on tax day, understanding what the money is used for. And as you look at the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that is so prevalent, it's troubling. And it's hard to be enthused about taxes anyway, but something that we all need to do and we all actually ought to be doing. You ought not to feel badly about paying taxes. It's the amount and how it's used that bothers people, and actually the method, but it is what we have to deal with right now. So to be practical, Stuart Allen Books from the tax firm, you hear him on the program all the time, from Books Bonardi, B-O-N-A-R-D-I. I spell that because sometimes people don't get it. Stuart Books is here. You can go to that website, check a lot of info out for last-minute filers. Stuart, what are some of the rules that would apply? The first thing we have to worry about is the penalties. If you file your taxes late, there is a penalty not for the form, but for not having the tax money there, correct?
There is a penalty for failure to pay timely.
Yeah. Well, what does that mean, though? Is timely, does that mean today? What does it mean,
yes,
timely?
Timely means today, or if you're in Massachusetts, tomorrow.
Right. Okay. So Jennifer has been a good girl. She always does hers. She's the prime example of wonderfulness and benevolence. Do you file because you're going to get a tax
yes.
return? You're going to get money
that's
back.
That's correct.
Okay, that's fine. So is that the motivation, Stuart, for most people getting their taxes done on time? They want that refund?
I know. I think it's a matter of they want it out of the way.
Really?
I do. I want that, too. I just like to get it over with.
What's my problem, man?
I've been wondering about that for about 30 years.
I know. Thank you, Stuart. That's very nice.
All right. Now, the thing that you should know is, even if you owe money, many times I hear people say to me, well, I didn't file because I couldn't pay. Tough. Yeah. File the return.
Right.
The failure to file the return timely is 5% of the tax you owe on a monthly basis.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
It's confiscatory.
Oh, that's a baddie. Well, that gets you. That's an incentive to get it done.
Yeah,
and filing
any better.
Filing correctly is also an incentive. If you do that, you minimize the chances the IRS are going to find fault with your tax return, correct?
Filing correctly is always nice.
Yeah.
But what I think we should focus on today is I just don't have it ready.
Yeah, if you don't have it ready, then what happens? Okay.
Okay. And what you should do is file a form 4868. That's an extension of time to file the return.
4868, form 4868.
Now, that will get you an extension of time until October 17th to file your return.
But it doesn't mean you cannot avoid making either the payments or making arrangements for the payments. There are two things here. The money is one thing. The form is the other thing.
That's correct.
The form doesn't have to be in today in its entirety, but you got to have money associated with your Social Security number in that pool, or you get that 5% penalty every month. Who wants that?
No. If you file the form and you pay what you can of what you think you owe, then you're only subject to a failure to pay penalty, which is like 4 or 5% per annum.
Oh, okay, all right.
Which is not.
So if you don't do anything, they whack you 5% a month on everything.
Right.
Okay, you got to do something.
That's correct. Something has to be done today.
What percentage of your clients, Stuart, get a tax refund versus those who, like me, don't get a brief. Well, I mean, we've had our years that we've gotten refunds, but what happens to people who this year has been difficult in a number of ways, because a lot of people didn't get all their information to file till the middle of March, which is absolutely against the law. But the law changed at the end of December, and nobody had all of the pieces of the pie it would look like. And then wasn't there some problem, or maybe it was just the worry about a government shutdown that would have kept people from getting their tax refunds?
The government shutdown had nothing to do with anything. Because everything is electronic at this point.
Yeah, okay.
But you can go online to irs.gov, and you can file your extension there under free file.
Mm-hmm. Free file.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, you get a receipt that says, yes, you have a timely extension.
Right.
Now, so that's very important. You can prove that you did extend your taxes. Many states require you to file an extension.
They do.
New York, most notably. Many states don't require you to file anything if you don't owe anything.
Really? You don't have to file?
You don't have to file an extension.
Oh, but you got to have a return in so that it shows it proves that you don't owe. And
no,
be some paperwork.
Not until October 15th.
Oh. Well, you have to prove that you don't owe anything?
Well, when you file your return, you proved it.
So they can't come after you until after you have actually sent in your return. And if you wait till October, then everything is square. Is that what I'm hearing?
As long as you do, in fact, have a refund.
All right. Now, let's talk about the practicality of mistakes. Let's say I make a mistake on my return. Hard to believe because you're so good. But the average guy who does this, or he or she does her own, they make a mistake. What does the IRS say to you? Do they come after you? Are they understanding? Are they sympathetic? What happens?
The first thing you're going to get is a notice.
Mm-hmm.
And that notice cannot be ignored.
No.
Most of the notices we see are math errors.
Right.
Line 22 plus line 28 didn't equal line 33.
Mm-hmm.
And they just go through and correct it.
Right.
And then you have to go look at your return that you filed and say, oh, dear, they're right.
Mm.
Or, no, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
In either case, the notice can't be ignored. It must be answered.
Stuart Allen Books is here, CPA and accountant and man in charge of the information for those of us who work on this program. And perhaps you can be helped a little by some of his prodding, some of his prompting, some of his experience and decades of having done all of this. One of the things that that is troubling, only because of his perception, if you are paying in your tax money early, that's swell, but if you don't have to, why would you until midnight tonight? Because you have earned interest on your money, or you haven't had to borrow money, and the IRS doesn't pay you any interest. How long have I had a bank sitting in there that we use to sort of charge against things if we owe it, and never get a penny's worth of interest on it, right?
Well, you could put it in a savings account at your local bank and get 0.02%.
Right, there's an incentive. So peace
that
of mind.
Good.
Yeah, right. That's very good. Thank you for blowing that argument out of the water for me. Very nice, Stuart. Hi.
Well, I listened to the Ben Stiller's father's commercial.
What, for TurboTax or something? What is he?
No, about some bank.
Oh.
And the
right.
Interest that they pay.
Jerry Stiller, yeah, exactly.
Jerry Stiller, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I have Stuart once, Jennifer, described my documents as a rat's nest.
I buy it. I actually will believe Stuart on this one.
All right. Okay. So,
do you keep stuff in, like, paper sacks or something?
I have lots of bags and boxes. Yes, we have all of those things. And so this stuff, you need to keep it on hand, but you don't need, I mean, what you really need is to have a checklist of things. That's why I like Stuart, because he has a booklet that he gives me in January every year, and in it it has all of the things that we have to be mindful of, all the things that have to be prepared, all the things that have to be calculated, all the tools and stuff that are there. And so those who are self-employed, you have a, there's a tool, isn't there, for figuring all this stuff out? You have programs and stuff. You just hit a button and it's all figured out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't think at all anymore.
No, well, see, that's perfect in this circumstance. So do we have post offices open late tonight?
Basically.
Or is that because of e-filing? Nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, you don't need it.
The post office has decided, quite frankly, not to hold, as this they did this last year, not to hold post offices open exceedingly late. But if you live in a major city, Boston, Providence, I'm sure New York has a few, there are post offices which are normally open 24 hours a day.
Yeah. But let's say you e-file. I remember hearing a story last year about somebody who sent the e-file at midnight, but they didn't get confirmation because it takes a long time to get confirmation. You don't get instant confirmation, or has that been changed?
We've been getting, of course, we use a service, but we've been getting our returns accepted within 48 hours. Extensions, the important thing for us is that our service center, the people that we use, have the return by midnight tonight.
All right, quickly, we have about 40 seconds. Red flags, charitable deductions,
absolutely,
that sort of thing, fake form 1099s, that kind of stuff?
I haven't seen too many of those. Schedule C's, employee business expenses. These are the things that are so easy to inflate and so hard to document. There's an article in the Times yesterday about a writer who was obsessed with the IRS because he said, everything I do is tax deductible because it's part of my life experience I write about.
Perfect. Write that down. I want to take that into account, into consideration. All right, there it is. Check out Books Bernardi's website. Stuart Books here helping us out on Tax Day 2011, 19 past the hour.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
Women love the Good Day program. It's 21 after the hour.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
And welcome to the Home Shopping Channel. Okay, you have 4 minutes to purchase an exciting new cologne before the opportunity is lost forever. It's Ode to Doug Steffen. Can't get out to the country this weekend? Well, just rub some Ode to Doug on and smell like you did. Hurry and call while supplies last. 1-800-510-8255.
Ode to Doug. The smell will drive you wild.
Where the church bells ring and strong the road.
All right, we have the continuation of CMT's Next Country Superstar on Sunday nights. And so here on Monday, we have a couple of chances to listen to some of these performers, Jennifer. I think you were not here last Monday. Were you not here last Monday?
No, I was here.
Oh, you were, okay.
Yeah,
Adriana, I think, is that her name? Adrian?
Yes.
Adriana?
Adrian,
okay. Performing to stay alive as they're cutting down to the next round. See if we think she's any good.
Okay. Not great.
Trace Adkins, one of the judges, thought she was okay.
You seemed like you had a lot of confidence when you walked on stage. That goes a long way. You sound just a little pitchy here and there, but I thought you did great. I was impressed. I'd sit and listen to you sing for a while.
There he is, Trace Adkins, gargling with razor blades. All right, next up is Matt performing to stay alive. So who are the judges besides Trace Adkins? Does anybody know?
It's, one guy is a record executive, like the president of some record company, and the other guy wrote the book about the top top rock and roll hits of all time.
Really?
And then they have a rotating judge. So 1 week it was Kristen Chenoweth, now you have Trace Adkins.
Kristen Chenoweth, what's she got to do with country music?
She's a singer, though.
She is?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's how she got her start.
She's an actress.
But she's a Broadway singer. She's got a beautiful voice.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't
gorgeous.
Know that. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, Jennifer, it's a good thing you're here because I learned something. And that's important. We need to learn things every day. 26 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day programs, the 18th of April, Patriots Day, the marathon in Boston. We'll celebrate later with perhaps my own version of Paul Revere and his Midnight Ride. There's hardly a... I love reading that.
I know you do. Who won, though? We played those two songs. Which one went home?
Just a second. Matt is the one who was dropped from the competition.
No, he's saying much better, I thought.
Now listen, but he's judges are male. Is there a female judge on that show?
No, well, not with Trace Atkins there this week. They're all three boys.
I like a big deep voice.
Don't make fun of my boyfriend. I love his voice.
Okay, let's do a little 2020 quiz. This is a pop quiz. All right, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
There is an event taking place a week from Friday, and in that event, something special happens at 1:25 London time. That would be 8:25 in the morning East Coast time, mm-hmm. and it spreads, of course, to 8. If it's 8:25 in the East Coast, 7:25 in the Midwest, 6:25 in the Mountain States, and 5:25 in California, and let's see, what is it, 3:25 in Hawaii. And over in Guam, it's the next day or whatever.
Okay, we get it.
All right, so thank you. I'm just making
check
sure everybody's
listings.
On. Yeah, right, for check the local listings. But what is it that will take place exactly 1:25 London time, a week from this Friday, the 29th? And you got to be specific about the event. There's something going on. There is an event. Most people are talking about it, and they know that there's an event. But something specifically related to the event takes place at 1:25. The event starts at 1 o'clock sharp, and nobody is going to be let in if they're late. 1 o'clock sharp, at 1:25 exactly, this will happen at 8:25 our time. What is it? 800-510-8255. Shelley Palmer focuses on Apple up next here on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple is being sued for unlawful exploitation with claims that in-app purchases can easily be made by minors. Apple only requires users to enter an iTunes password to authorize purchases, which some say is not adequate protection. In other news, the FBI recently seized a majority of popular United States poker and gambling websites. The massive shutdown has halted a multi-billion dollar industry, and its legality has been a contentious issue amongst lawmakers. Restraining orders have been placed on 76 bank accounts with charges including $3 billion in civil money laundering penalties. And finally, two robots designed for hazardous conditions entered the damaged nuclear facility in Japan. iRobot's remote-controlled PackBots are equipped with video cameras that will let workers assess the damage. iRobot has already distributed over 3,000 robots for military and civilian use. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program for Monday. Nice, bright, sunshiny day, hopefully in the offing for you. Jennifer Horn is here to bring some sunshine into your life. Rich is out sick today. Michael Fortier is taking care of things in the main studio in Washington. I'm on the farm, and Jennifer's in Los Angeles, and you are where you are. Hopefully we can make your day a better day as we listen to you. Somebody sent me a zinger, and every once in a while I get these zingers from people, and oftentimes they're right. this fellow, it's, yeah, there's no such thing as perfection, and I am subject to scrutiny and suggestion and help and whatever it is. And I'm very thankful for those of you who are interested enough, care enough to send along things that you think are constructive. Mm-hmm. And I will pay attention to them as the tone, more often than not, Jennifer, is constructive. Somebody sent me a, unless I was especially, I don't know, I didn't sleep much last week because I was on the road, and
traveling, man.
Right, yeah, and I tend to make up for what I think is my normal form by being a little more cranked up when I'm on the road. So I'm yakking away, and you may be in the middle of something, and I jump in like Richie does all the time. I want to throttle him. I'm in the middle of something, and he interrupts me and says, "Oh, blah, blah, blah.
You don't like that? I thought you liked that."
Yeah, right. I love it.
No?
Yeah,
oh.
No, I don't get much for that. And by the way, if I do it, I'm subject to the same scrutiny as I would give to him. If in fact, I'm interrupting you, you're too sweet, you say, "Doug, can I finish my thought?" And I know what I do, not necessarily consciously when I'm thinking about it, but after the fact, if somebody says to me, and this came in an email from somebody, I think, on Thursday, and I thought, you know what? He's right. I was hyper, like you wouldn't believe, last week, for whatever the reason.
Were also last Thursday and Wednesday and Thursday. No, Thursday and Friday. You were in the studios of Radio America, right?
Right, I was. Yeah, and that's always good.
And what people don't understand, you guys have to know, we don't ever see each other when we do the show because we're all in different locations.
Right.
When we actually get together and have someone looking back at us, holy moly!
Yeah,
it can.
Right.
It does. It makes you hyper when you actually are getting
atmosphere
some reaction
very
from
charged.
What you're saying.
Right. Very charged atmosphere.
So you can't hold it against us every once in a while.
And that's something else that fascinates people about this program. It sounds like we're all around every time. Invariably, when I visit stations or visit with people, they say, "Oh, how's
Jennifer?" You're so lucky you get to sit with Jennifer every day.
Yeah.
Did they say that?
We're 3,000 miles apart. It just seems like because we all get along. We all kind of understand how to do this. We're having a conversation in a virtual kitchen around a virtual table, but that's virtually it. Because Jennifer is nowhere near me.
That's virtually all there is.
Rich, exactly. It's mind stuff. Think about, use your mind as the best tool that it is to imagine what it would be like if we were all together, actually in the same room every day. Roberta says she'd probably kill me. By the way, Roberta's not here this week. She and her daughter have taken a scuba dive vacation down in the Caribbean someplace. So we'll have no Queen of Chiefs other than what is there. And there are, by the way, 40 or 50 different things that you can get out of being on the dumpster dive today. Even though the dumpster diver is doing a different kind of diving, there are 40 or 50 tips to save money, very astutely put together and packaged in the Queen of Cheap box at DougStefan.com. Our 2020 pop quiz, focusing before we get to television, the TV Land Awards from last night and a lot of other TV news, there is an event taking place on the 29th. I have asked about that event, but specifically as it starts exactly at 1 o'clock in the afternoon London time, what will happen at 25 past the hour? Here's Ed in Palm Springs. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
Hi.
Doug, how are you?
Well, sir, and how about you?
Just fine.
Good, good. Nice to hear from you. So what do you think is the answer to the specifics of the question?
Well, I think it's the royal wedding.
The royal wedding is not the answer. That is the event. But there's something that will happen exactly at 25 past, very specific thing that is going to happen at 25 past the hour.
Oh, it's not. Huh.
Ah.
Do you have a guess?
Was the, I do.
It's I do. No. Actually, the I do happens.
Or I don't.
According to the schedule, the I do happens 60 seconds, like at 24 past the hour. But I know you don't have quite the right focus, so let me move on to Lori, who may have the answer. Hi, Lori. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
Hi. How are
you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
That's good. Nice to hear. Have we ever spoken before?
Yes, we have, actually. It's been about a year ago.
Really? And how
I
have
listen I... To you taking, I take my children to school in the morning, and they say, can we please listen to music? And I say, no, we're listening to Doug.
Good for you. Put down this.
They'll listen to me sooner or later. They'll like it too, Lori.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, we'll make you like us.
Yeah, right. How old are your children?
10, 12, 14, and 16.
Okay, what would they like me to be doing or playing in order for them to be enraptured with what's going on the radio? What would tune them and turn them around?
I would not be listening to you if you were playing.
So it's one or the other. I'm going to pick you.
Right. It's a contrast of generations, I believe. They refer to it as a generation gap. In fact,
it is. And I can't ever figure out the words to what they're listening to.
All right, well, maybe that's not good. Maybe it is just as well under the circumstances.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, Lori, what is going to take place at exactly 1:25 London time?
William and Kate and the royal family will come out on the porch of the palace to greet the residents of London and hopefully will kiss like Charles and Diana.
William and Kate, surrounded by their immediate families on the balcony, they will kiss. You are correct. 30 years ago, Charles and Diana did. Have you noticed that a lot of the, especially the archives on television, have been focusing not on what William and Kate are all about, but
the similarities between
Charles and Diana.
Yeah,
in a manner of speaking. Yeah, I think that's...
I think that's pretty hard. I'd hate to have to live up to my mother-in-law every day of the week.
I know. Well, especially because she's passed, so it's like,
exactly. She's an icon. How can you compete? There is no competition.
No. So how, by the way, are you and your husband and your in-laws? How do you rate? How do you fare? How do you do with your in-laws?
Oh, we do. We live right next door to each other.
Oh, really?
That's
cool. Yeah.
We travel, all both sets of grandparents and the six of us, the ten of us travel. Every year we take a vacation together.
Where did you go last year?
We did the Mexican Riviera. I did Southern California for 5 days and then did the Mexican Riviera on a Royal Caribbean cruise.
Oh, that sounds very nice. Isn't it good?
And that's so good for your
kids. I'll get along. Yeah, it's very good for the children. Excellent stuff.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
And the grandparents love it. Don't kid yourself. They love that stuff. Yeah, so that's good. It's good for you and your husband. Yeah, you can have a little romance and grandma and grandpa take care of the rest, right?
That's right.
There we go. Ding, 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 ding. All right, so Lori, we're going to send you something swell. I don't know. What did you get the last time? Did I just talk to you or did you win something last year?
Last year, we actually gave it to my daughter because she was the one who I called for. And so she got it, and it went in her bank account. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, so we're going to give you some Doug Steffen. We have now a new line of caps and T-shirts. I don't know what there is there, but there's something.
Okay.
All right, so you can wear something.
My husband loves that. Good.
Hopefully it'll help enhance your otherwise beautiful features. How's that?
Oh, you're sweet.
All right, hold on just a second. Thank you. That was sweet. 20, where are we by now? 18 before the hour. Yes, the answer to the question, Prince William kisses Kate Middleton. You know what? I have almost guaranteed this would be a wedding-free zone because it's become terrifically
trite. You don't like talking about it.
It is. No, it is just nonsense. It's a bit hooey and gooey and black. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it's fun.
The week or so before, we maybe will lift the veil or the curtain and talk about it a little bit here and there as we can. Yeah, speaking of the royal family, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Okay, wait. How are we going to relate Bubba the Love Sponge and Prince William?
Bubba the Love Sponge is down, and he's a radio guy. He's down in Tampa. Yeah, I think he's in Tampa. Anyway, he's been the bad boy. He's tried to be like Howard Stern. Howard Stern has him on his, or had him on, I think he does anymore, his network thing at Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been in and out of trouble. He's got a little syndicated show around Tampa.
He's just on internet, isn't he?
Yeah, well, no, I think he's on the radio now. Anyway, he and a bunch of his pals bought the Ocala Speedway in Florida and are renaming it the Bubba Raceway Park.
Oh.
Bubba, though, you got it? Bubba the Love
Got
Sponge.
It, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bubba. But that's an interesting appeal, kind of like the guys that are doing hot wings and beer or something. What's the name of that show?
Hot wings and beer?
There's a something show that's called Free Wings or Hot Wings or something that's on, excuse me, aimed at men, pretty much. There's not another radio program in the country that focuses, it doesn't make any difference, you know, especially in the morning, though, that there's nobody else that's talking about what a lot of women are interested in. I find that fascinating, but I'm glad to have, you know, that distinction to myself. But even though what we are talking about is of interest to everybody, more to women, oftentimes, or women will say, yeah, I'm interested in that, and I'm not interested in listening to politics and people yell and scream and fight all the time.
And sometimes we do that, but that's just fun.
Yeah, but there's no harm meant. Let's put it that way. The TV Land Awards, who won, who performed, that's up next as we focus on television. It's 17 for the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that, Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story, gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal.
Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Earth Day inspires people to conserve and appreciate our natural environment. As the sole corporate sponsor of the first Earth Day held over 40 years ago, the maker of Arm & Hammer continues to provide an easy switch for people looking to start somewhere simple. This year, as we celebrate, try a few easy and down-to-earth solutions at home.
This Earth Day, think about easy changes you can make, like using natural products you already have at home. Arm & Hammer baking soda gives you a natural, effective, and gentle solution for many home cleaning needs for just $1 a box. Use it for everything from cleaning microwave messes and freshening laundry to washing stainless steel surfaces without scratching. By using this one box, you'll avoid using harsh chemicals and save yourself money.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted and environmentally aware brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
The shadows start to fade. As the light slips through the shade, another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Start spreading the news.
Jennifer will have some TV tidbits news about some of your favorite shows and networks. We are celebrating the TV Land Awards. Liza Minnelli performed last night. Stevie Wonder performed. Michael, let's have a little snippet of that. All right, so that was good stuff. But the best thing was the presentations and the comments from some of the folks. Bill Cosby got his award, the Impact Award. He was joking here with Stevie Wonder.
You can do things that sighted people cannot and refuse to try to do.
Will you let me drive your car?
I will not only let you drive it, but with your money, I will sell you my car. But anyway, I am very, very upset because I am the father of these children, and they were sitting at the table drinking. They had champagne, Stephen. My children are drinking, Stevie. I saw the baby, Rudy, put the bottle up to her mouth.
Just act like you didn't see them, Bill.
Oh, yeah, it's easy for you to say.
All right. So Cosby got the Impact Award. Charlotte Ray got the Pop Culture Award from Facts of Life. Mm-hmm. And then Regis, Michael, play 1817. Regis accepts the Legend Award.
I got to tell you, this was a big surprise for me. I thought for sure Snooki would win tonight. You know, I'm glad TV Land is honoring me as a legend. I've always wanted to be a legend. I've been calling myself a legend for years. No one will listen, you know. But thank you all very, very much. Now, most of the folks here tonight from these TV shows that we're honoring well, have been guests of mine over the years, and they've just been terrific, too. And for you to put me with them tonight is really a great honor for me, and I thank you all very, very much.
That's nice. Meredith, Baxter won the Fan Favorite Award. Michael J.
From
Fox.
From Family Ties.
Also, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Gabe Kaplan got the award for, I don't know, most successful show or something. It's nice. All right, Jennifer, what do we have that's new and exciting or changing?
News. Casting news. A.J. Cook, if you're a fan of Criminal Minds, he was a regular on the series for a while. He left, and now he is coming back. He renewed his contract. J.J. Giroux will come back for the sixth and the final season of that show. And then Julia Ormond, who will be, remember her? She was in a lot of films.
Yeah.
She's going to be joining the cast of NBC's Law & Order Criminal Intent.
You know who's in Law & Order L.A. now?
Huh.
DeGarcia, who was the ADA on the original Law & Order, has moved to L.A. to take on that role. Apparently Dick Wolf likes
cool.
her. She wanted to stay with the thing, so that's what she did. It's cool.
A good little crossover.
Yeah, that's good to
Plus,
see
Condoleezza Rice is making her big TV
My
debut.
God.
She's going to be on 30 Rock.
playing Alex Baldwin's old girlfriend.
As the girlfriend, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
stretch.
It.
Can you say stretch? 51
That's after. Good.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Michael Levine is here, president and founder of Levine Communications Office in Los Angeles. He's been a very influential PR consultant for lots of people. We all know their names. We all know that he has had a client list that comes from really great imaging. The folks in Los Angeles and around the country go to Michael when they have a problem and they need to have the public image that they create perhaps fixed or addressed. He also is the creator of the LBN eLert. If you go to lbnelert.com, you'll see what half a million people every day look at. I look at it. Matter of fact, a lot of the things that are in it I talk about on my radio program, and you can check it out because we have it connected to DougStephan.com, the website that follows this program. So, Michael, let's talk about Donald Trump, first of all, and the acknowledgement that he is certainly a force to be reckoned with in pretty much anything he gets involved in. Will he be treated differently as a presidential candidate than he has been as the host of a television program that was successful or of a business that's been very successful?
Well, he will be treated differently, but it doesn't matter. Donald Trump is the kind of personality type that seems immune to anything negative that you can say about him. He seems to use publicity, good or bad, as almost oxygen for his own persona. Mm-hmm. But, you know, look, if we go back to history, we look back at Ross Perot. What impact... Ross Perot ran for president in 1992. Well, he did not win. On the other hand, one can say that he had a real impact in the election of George H. Bush.
Right.
And so, if that's true, then Donald Trump might well have an equal impact, depending on which side of the line he draws voters from. Now, usually people like Donald Trump, who would run as a conservative, would draw voters out of the Republican side, which would be a help to the Democrats. But, you know, we just have to see how this plays out.
Mm-hmm. His television persona, the fact that he has been showing up on every television program that you can possibly imagine and pretty much every radio program as well, certainly indicates that he's interested in introducing himself into the presidential arena. And were he to use the final episode of his now very successful, there have been two sort of segments, two parts to this show. And the one that focused on all of the celebrities, the celebrity apprentice, has been much more successful. Does he use the last episode, the end of the show, to say, you know what, the show's over, I'm running for president? And what does that get him?
Well, first of all, I think it's very likely to happen. Everything that I know from my inside sources tell me that it's a really good bet that on the last episode of the show, Donald Trump will use that as a launching tool for at least an exploratory committee.
Right, and the ratings will go through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll leak
course.
It between now and then anyway, yeah.
Of course they'll go through the roof.
Yeah.
But the question is, nobody really believes, nobody that I know, nobody sane, really believes that Donald Trump can win and become the next president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Does he keep somebody from, ruin the chances?
He can siphon off votes. Now, on the other hand, he's raising a lot of issues that many people don't have the courage to raise.
Right.
He will not get off this birth certificate issue.
Right.
Now, again, I don't think most people think that that's a legitimate issue.
Right.
But because the president hasn't dealt with it in a way that most people think is forthcoming, it lingers. The issue lingers, and it sucks the oxygen out of other issues.
Yeah.
Listen, also, let's be honest, Doug. The president of the United States, even if you are a major, major Barack Obama fan, I think you have to be fair in saying that the president has not done as well as a president as he has as a candidate.
Yeah,
he's just not.
Awful presidency. That's my own spin on it.
Well, that's your own opinion. But I would tell you, I try to be as fair and balanced as I possibly can be. I don't see how anybody gives this guy a grade above a C.
Yeah, right.
I just don't.
Under any...
Even, imagine if you had served on his committee, I wouldn't give him more than a C.
Yeah. Michael Levine, the LBN E-Lert, is a good place for you to go to find out things that are going on that are interesting that don't get covered anywhere else. So check it out online, lbnelert.com. Michael Levine here on the program.